I leaned over to get a better look, still clinging onto the edge of the wall, lest I fall out again. The exposed gears turned, and with each step of the huge legs, the gigantic arms swayed from its sides as this monstrous place walked. The runes that were once quiet were glowing with the power reanimating it. "Serling, what is this place?" I asked. I did my best to keep the accusation out of my voice. Serling continued to stare through the hole. He sighed and turned back towards us. "I don't know. I thought these were ruins left over from the War of the Wizards. I never imagined it was a machine of some sort." "It looks like it's heading towards Falak," Artemis said. "This machine will destroy the city unless we stop it."
"How do we do that?" Winner asked. "Rip out every gear in here and pray it stops while not falling over and crushing us?"
"Hello," a voice said. "Hello?"
We paused and looked at each other, seeing if any of us had spoken. None of us had.
"Can you hear me now?"
Winner bent down to the Jewel of Dakara, which was in Serling's hand. "It appears to be coming from the jewel."
Serling lifted up the jewel. I summoned my magic, fearing a trap, or something even worse than the walking ruins we were in now. I didn't sense Premier's magic, but that meant nothing.
"I've been trying to reach you ever since you released her," the gem said, pulsating with each sentence it spoke.
"Her?" I asked. "Be careful, Hell's Fire," Artemis said. "We should not trust this gem."
The Jewel of Dakara flashed darker.
"I'm the only one you can trust. You've already released your enemy, a far deadlier enemy than you've ever encountered before."
"And who are you?" I asked.
"I'm Kree Zakalash, wizard, but most call me Kreezak, since you humans tend to butcher my name. And you are?"
"I'm Hellsfire."
"I also sense there's a crosswalker, and one with enchanted items."
"That's Serling and Artemis."
Winner cleared her throat.
"And the one you sense nothing from is Winner. Now that we're all acquainted, can you tell us what's going on?"
"All right," Kreezak said. "But first, you need to know what you're up against. I take it you humans know of Sharla and Rennick and their war."
"Of course," Winner said.
"Good. I don't know how long I've been trapped in this jewel, and I don't want to explain everything. While you may know of their war, you may not know of the monstrous creations they built, and we are in one now.